This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains warm and clear, with plenty of sunshine in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Pleasant conditions are expected to continue throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, extreme weather in August has led to one death in Cyprus, with thunderstorms causing flooding in Syria and rain across the region. This is according to Walla, reported 2 hours ago. The storms are expected to reach Israel and Jordan as well. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that the IDF strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander. This individual was accused of orchestrating attacks on Israeli forces and civilians. Also this hour, Ynet indicates the IDF warns that a budget freeze is severely impacting military readiness. Defense officials highlight shortages of essential equipment and fear further deterioration. Separately, in earlier reporting from JNS, Israeli forces eliminated 3 terrorists in the Jenin area. One of those killed was linked to a dismantled terrorist network. And finally, JTA reports that Abdul El-Sayed apologized for past comments he made about Temple Israel. The Democratic U.S. Senate nominee admitted his mistake during a meeting with the state's Jewish Democratic Caucus. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, reported just minutes ago that Hakim Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker. Jeffries made his statement on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, shared earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Kiryat Gat. This decision follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government, including a ban on trade from certain Israeli territories. Belaz News posted that Israel has ordered the expulsion of Dutch diplomats from the International Gaza Support Center. This move is in response to Dutch legislation banning trade from Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories, starting with the extreme weather. Walla reports that unseasonal thunderstorms have impacted Cyprus, Syria, and Lebanon. In Cyprus, one person tragically lost their life due to these conditions. The storms are anticipated to continue, affecting Israel and Jordan. This unusual weather pattern raises concerns about regional infrastructure and emergency preparedness. Turning to the IDF strike in Gaza, the Times of Israel details that the military targeted a Hamas commander involved in planning attacks. This strike follows the killing of another Hamas member and a sniper earlier today. The operation underscores ongoing tensions and the IDF's commitment to neutralizing threats against Israel. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the IDF's financial concerns. The military warns that a $5.03 billion funding freeze is pushing readiness to its limits. Shortages in critical equipment like Humvees and munitions are cited. This financial strain could hinder Israel's defense capabilities if unresolved. In a related development, JNS reported on the elimination of 3 terrorists near Jenin. The operation targeted a Hamas commander, Qais Bitawi. His death follows the dismantling of a terrorist network in the area. This highlights Israel's continued focus on counter-terrorism operations in the West Bank. Finally, Abdul El-Sayed's apology comes as he seeks to mend relations with the Jewish community. JTA reports his acknowledgement of past mistakes regarding Temple Israel. This move aims to rebuild trust as he pursues a U.S. Senate seat. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the required majority for the evacuation reconstruction of the Katznelson complex in Givatayim was achieved. This project marks a significant urban development milestone, having secured agreements within just 4 months. Separately, CTEC features insights from Raul Zayat Galante, CISO at Port. He warns that the biggest cybersecurity risk is not rogue agents, but legitimate ones acting swiftly. This highlights the evolving nature of cybersecurity threats and the need for vigilant strategies. And finally, Globes reports that Delek's UK unit, Ithaca, has joined the FTSE 10-0. Ithaca's stock has surged since 2024, signifying strong market performance and boosting investor confidence in the company's growth strategy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.